the other day, we had the CEO of the Mariners, Sean Mielekamp, give us a call. This is what he had to say.
The owner and the chairman, Mike Charlesworth, has made the announcement that he's looking to exit the club. So he's going to put the call out for investors to purchase the club and move on from there. So as we head into next season, there'll be a new ownership structure at the club, and we're unsure what that'll look like at the moment, but hopefully it's a good one.
So if you don't get a new investor, we might just retain the ownership, or what's the go, Shawnee?
No, unfortunately, if we don't find a new investor, it's in pretty bleak times.
Yeah, to find out more, we have got a man who used to coach the Mariners between 2013 and 2015. His name is Phil Moss. He joins us this morning.
G'day, Phil.
G'day, guys. How are you going? Yeah. I have to say, Trent is a legend, mate. If he thinks Paddy's a good bloke, he's spot on. good on you, Trent.
All right. Thanks for listening, Trenty.
There's two endorsements.
Hey, Phil, you've been here. You were here for many years coaching the Mariners. You're now with Football Coaches Australia. What is really for the Mariners? How does this look?
Well, look, I think it's a positive step. I do. I'm, obviously, Mike took over the club from Peter Turnbull just before we won the championship under Graham Arnold in 2013. And from there, it really has been a slippery slope under Mike's ownership. Four wooden spoons in 6 years, I think it's a stat. And that tells its own story. And, you know, it does come from the top. I know coaches are the ones that cop it in the neck when things don't go well. But at the end of the day, it does come from the ownership. And it hasn't worked. And although at the time Pete Turnbull was looking to get out, and Mike came in, aside from the centre of excellence, on the field, it just hasn't worked. So this is a chance to reset and start afresh.
I mean, standing on the outside looking in, it looks like a pretty hard ball to play with if you are thinking about purchasing the Mariners. Is the right guy owning the business, you reckon, can turn it around? And how long do you reckon it would take?
Absolutely. And the reason that someone can come in and turn it around is because of the community up there. It's a wonderful place on earth, the Central Coast, with a fantastic community, great people. I immersed myself in it, as did Graham Arnold when we were up there, taking over from Laurie McKenna. And the community model works. If the community has a sense of ownership of that club, and the club reinvests in the community and the players invest themselves and immerse themselves in the community, absolutely it can be turned around, and it should be, because it's a fantastic club, a very proud club. It's a little club that can, but it's a little club that hasn't over Mike Charlesworth's tenure.
Well, fingers crossed, mate, it might work out. Phil, that's quite inspiring what you said. We thank you for joining us this morning, Phil.
Always a pleasure, guys, and I've got all my fingers and toes crossed that the club does turn it around, because I would hate to see it vanish from the A-League landscape.
Yeah, Phil Moss. Thank you, mate. He was the former coach of the Mariners between 2013 and 2015.